This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Couple poll results from this morning that may be of interest, and Mitch put this up early this morning based on a discussion that we had on the show, I believe instigated by Wiggy. Biggest choke when it comes to our beloved sports teams, and Mitch had Celts Knicks in this series, Bruins 2019 Game 7, undefeated Pats Giants, which Curtis suggested is indeed the biggest choke of all time, and Bruins Panthers, that was the unprecedented best regular season ever, 2023, and by a gigantic margin, 600 and almost 700 votes in, it is the undefeated New England Patriots, 58%. Believe it or not, it is Bruins 2019, Game 7, 18%. Bruins Panthers 2023, 14%. And Celtics-Knicks in this series, just 9.5%.
Wow, the green team is mad.
Yeah, wow. They are. They are out there.
So. That was choke city.
Yeah.
And I think Mitch did that on purpose because the undefeated season never came to fruition, so we intentionally added an F.
And then late edition when it comes to polls this morning, whose side are you on, Jackson or the restaurant?
Holy cow.
I don't know, 30, 40 votes in, and it is 93.1% on the restaurant side.
Yeah, I was on Jackson's earlier, but then you hear the other side of the story, and it's like, so I've seen him there before, and I've never made an issue of it.
Anybody catch episode one of Forged in Foxborough by any chance over the weekend?
I did not. Did you see the Bin Laden thing I recommended?
I did. I watched it on the way home on the plane, and then when I got, it's fantastic. Very good. American Manhunt, Bin Laden. It is excellent, Curtis.
Yes, thank you.
And some really good stuff there. I mean, it was all good, but the final episode where they are tracking Bin Laden through the courier, and the way in which they found him is, it's incredible. It's
I want to find and celebrate the woman, Tina, as she's given the moniker in this. She was obviously made famous in Zero Dark Thirty with, what's the actress's name? I forget her name.
But, the redhead.
She was excellent in that movie.
Jessica Chastain.
That's right. We should, like, name schools after this person.
Yeah.
Like, she stood up in this male-dominated field of intelligence and said, this is my life, I will find him. They still didn't have any physical evidence that Bin Laden was there. And these SEAL teams, one of the coolest things in it was that they built and then took down the compound so as to avoid drones seeing what they were doing. So every day they would build the exact replica of the Bin Laden compound at some unknown facility for the CIA.
In Virginia.
SEAL Team 6 would arrive. Yeah. They would do hundreds and hundreds of different trial runs, and then they would leave, and they would take the whole building down. Yeah. Like, that is so unbelievable. And the fact that they got him and all the things that went wrong and Robert O'Neill happening to be the guy that just was the next guy in line that got to shoot bin Laden and get justice for 9/11. Just an unbelievable documentary.
No, and, you know, for many people, that was a large portion of their life's work was finding him and tracking him down. And it's really well done too. Like I love a good documentary, and it is really worth the time. So
I downloaded it, got on the flight, and then realized I didn't want to watch it while flying. Yeah. And that freaked me out. So
what doesn't
I
freak you out?
Well, I know. Everything, so I'm going to watch it today.
But Forged in Foxborough is good.
Yeah.
We get in there a little bit. Little bit of the show, very brief portion of the show, and Mike Vrabel, and so I think you'll enjoy it. At least an episode in.
Where can
I
you
did,
find
so.
It?
YouTube, Patreon,
yeah,
social.
Oh, okay,
YouTube,
right.
Same place you find this show. Is the match going to be on YouTube or just Twitch? Probably just Twitch, right?
Kevin, we have a meeting after.
We have a meeting afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good thing Shime's not here. He gets to miss the meeting.
Walshy has a question about sportsmanship for Wiggy. Walshy, good morning.
How are you guys all doing?
What's up?
Not too much. They had a good time at Fenway yesterday, Greg. But anyway, I'll be quick. Last night in the Final Four, the semifinals, Bowden played Tufts.
Final Four is really lacrosse?
NCAA men's lacrosse. Okay. Yeah, the Final Four, the semifinals.
Yes. Yes.
And I represent Bowden, but we got destroyed. We lost by 17 goals. So, but I just, one question, this is to Wiggy and everybody, and also Courtney. I know Santo played lacrosse, but there was about 2 minutes left in the game, and they were up by 15 goals. Okay, so the game's in the bag. It's all over.
Yeah.
A freshman from Bowden, trying to keep hanging there tough, came down and took a shot, and he missed the net, and it went out of bounds and stopped play for a minute, and he relaxed, and a player from Tufts viciously blindsided him and took his head off with a cheap shot and knocked him to the ground and half conscious and motionless. And the only thing I want to ask Wiggy is the kid's lying on the ground motionless. It looked like they scored. They did chest bumps, high fives. Then the kid goes back to the bench. No one makes a motion towards the Bowden kid on the ground. They do high. It looked like he scored. I mean, they celebrated so much. They all did high fives. And then the ultimate was when the coach of Tufts, Casey Denolfo, high-fived the kid, slapped him in the butt, didn't reprimand him, and they treated him like a hero. So now when I watch NCAA ads and NESCAC ads talking about integrity and good sportsmanship, and I see something like that, I think it's absolutely disgusting. I'm not a disgruntled parent that lost. I'm just saying, how could you can have all the talent and skill in the world, but without sportsmanship, what does it mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I get a big hit going across the middle. You separate the guy from the ball, that kind of thing, and you geeked up. But once you see that the dude's hurt, you might want to like pull back. But the blindside blocker, it's like, you know, you they've eliminated from football nowadays, which is good. I get it. But a blindside hit, and it's like you celebrate.
Yeah,
like,
nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, I'm not really with that. Like, you hit the guy that isn't a freshman who just got off the bench and is not looking the other way.
How do you feel about me slapping a glizzy out of Shime's hand at the turn tomorrow?
Ooh. That's all part of the game.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all part of the game.
The trash talking could get bad.
I like the trash
talking.
Between
the two of you. It's
we
been
should
building.
All be mic'd up, I hope. And by the way, I'm just curious because I'm now 41. My God. When is lacrosse arriving? Because it's been the sport of the future for my whole life.
Oh, it's here.
Oh, really?
Lacrosse is here.
Who watches lacrosse?
A lot of people. I worked for
parents.
Lacrosse Network.
Parents, family
yeah, parents.
Members.
I would say that's about it.
Like, what do you mean? Like, yeah. I mean, it's not even the WNBA is exponentially bigger than anything in lacrosse.
It'll be here one day.
Wiggy,
but
some goings on in the WNBA
saw
this
that.
Weekend.
I saw that. They need to get eyeballs back on season number two.
Did Caitlin Clark have a triple double the other night, though?
Yes, she did.
I know she had the foul on Angel Reese. So that was all they trying to get. You got to get. Hey, listen, nobody cares if there's no drama.
There is some drama around Angel Reese, though. Isn't the league looking into like some harassment or towards her? So
yeah, so
there is drama.
There's no, people are not. not really watching. I mean, because the WNBA started, what, a couple days ago? And it's like,
oh, I bet you that game did a number.
Oh, yeah, that game. But I think it's like they're the rivalry. It's kind of like they're the, excuse me, the Magic and Bird of the WNBA. But if they're not playing, I don't think anybody really cares.
Yeah,
did Angel Reese play basketball growing up at all or just start in college?
I believe she probably played AAU.
She struggles with the layups.
Yeah.
Like the uncontested layup, she struggles a little bit.
I mean, it's a little bit different down there, I guess, for the women, because some of the layups they miss, you know, but yeah.
Well, you have to understand, Wiggs, that for Greg and I, we really, our time to shine was the layup line.
It was the layup line?
In the free throws. Yeah.
Right. That was when we really got that energy.
They were like, foul that guy. He can't make them.
Right. I mean, I feel like the only way the WNBA is relevant is if they play Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark every week, every game. That's it.
I got to tell you, Portnoy is great for that sport because there are a lot of people that would have, I didn't know they were playing whatever day it was, Sunday. Yeah.
But he's spot on about, I saw something that he posted when her merch went on sale and people were around the corner buying Caitlin Clark's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
she's massive. Yeah, but I think part of it, he tried to go the other way. Like, I saw him on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharpe. And he was like, yeah, it's because I love Caitlin Clark and I hate Angel Reese, like the rivalry. Like, I mean, I get it or whatever. But I just think that, you know, they are huge for the game. I will give the WNBA that. So you want to take advantage of that. They both do a lot of stuff off the court. I would say Angel Reese is probably a little bit more when it comes to the podcast and everything. But
Dave was on Caitlin Clark, though, from the beginning, like before she kind of blew up big.
All right. Well, so, I mean, if he was on her like when she was a sophomore at Iowa, I'll give him credit because there weren't many people on
her. Yeah.
Right. You know?
But, I mean, even you would have to admit that Angel Reese whining about the foul.
Yeah,
when she is shoving a player shortly beforehand, is a little ridiculous.
It is, but it's smart on her part because it keeps the rivalry
going.
Yeah, it keeps the drama going.
Two big sports brains. One, Dave Portnoy, sides with Caitlin Clark before she's famous. The other, Ken Laird, Baby Pedro.
Yeah. And Baby Pedro,
missed the mark a little bit on Baby Pedro.
Four starts this year were good.
Right, Pedro is the greatest.
I thought we pulled the Baby Pedro away from him, but his last two starts he's been kind of shaky.
Yeah.
But his first four out of his six weren't bad.
Honestly, you also have to put on that list Shime against Mac Jones before everybody else jumped on board. Like Shime from the beginning was not a Mac Jones guy.
Yep.
That's true.
He was proven right on that one.
Yep.
This is DJ from Hyannis. What's up, DJ?
What you doing, my man?
Hey,
this is going to be the greatest golf match in the world.
Yeah.
Chubbo versus Hubbo. You got Chubby Shime.
Yeah.
Well, you're Hubbo. You and DM all hugged up, man. It's going to be the greatest match.
Okay. Yeah, there have been, not bad, but perhaps maybe some better out there.
Maybe go with Shime just based on the fact that when I bumped into Greg's trainer, he's like, I haven't seen Greg in a while.
I'm training today with Dan.
He's getting good. She was like, getting a little bit big.
You can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
No, there you go.
If there weren't other things already in there.
Nope. No.
Summer is right around the corner.
Yeah. It is ab season. Yeah.
Greg, I already, you are so amazing.
Yes.
You're working out with Trader Dan today, so tomorrow you can say, I did too much back work.
Yeah, be careful.
You're laying the foundation.
Yeah, that's a good point, Curtis. Yeah.
No, I think it's a bye day today, so that could be a real problem when it comes to the swing.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think if Trainer Dan, maybe just work on your flexibility and those type of things.
So I should see if Trainer Dan, we spend the last portion of the workout on the stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can get Trainer Dan out there for a match pre-stretch tomorrow morning.
Focus on that.
That's helpful.
Yeah, focus.
I was feeling a little like lower back pain yesterday on my swing.
Right. I would focus on
it's
that.
It's costing me like 10 to 15 yards of drive.
Stay away from the
is it irony that
weights.
You have a bye day for a trainer you don't pay for?
Nope. I pay for Dan.
Okay.
Tell him to do all band work. Stay away from the weight so you don't feel sore. And now you're like, that becomes an excuse because you lifted the day before your big match.
No excuses.
It is what it is. There's a lot of pressure on me because there are a lot of people who don't like Sean.
Yeah.
You really, you have the hopes of a region on your back.
Correct. So you are welcome tomorrow at Granite Links. Shime and I will tee off at noon. We're playing the Milton 9 tomorrow, which is, I think, favorable since it is my home course. Mm. And
you can't lose on your home course either. That'll be even worse.
Yeah. We'll throw the whole thing up on Twitch as long as we're able to do that, and we'll get some play-by-play, and we'll see where it ends up.
You'll never live this one down, Greg.
I know.
I am well aware of that. Is it better for the show if I win or lose?
Win.
When
might be better for the show if I lose.
No, don't. And you're doing it again. Like you're doing it. Setting it up
I'm just saying.
I did it for the show.
Listen, I do what's best for the show first, always.
Well, I'm telling you.
Aspects of my life.
Better for the show if you win.
Either way, it's great for the show because if Shime loses, then it'll be nonstop crushing him about hot old golf guy who stinks.
I just hope he shanks at least one. Like, give me like the worst drive of his entire life.
Right. Well. Pressure is on tomorrow.
What tees are you doing? I'm right here looking at the Milton 9.
We'll play the blues, I'm assuming. I mean, there are some who suggest, based on golf and the way the game is played, that you should not move off from the whites until you are a scratch golfer. But you know how it is with the hardos. They always want to play the blues or the
golds
or the silvers or... So I would assume that we will. You're looking at Milton, Curtis?
Right I am. Now? Wow. First hole. Toughest hole in the course. You open up with a bang. 454-yard par 4. Then you got a little par 3 action.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Very, very reachable par 3, that second hole.
Well, I would assume a par 3 would be reachable.
It was playing about... No, but I mean for Shime. I think it was playing about $152 yesterday.
See, you know that course like the back of your hand, so you definitely can't lose. Yeah, you can't.
But again, it might be better for the show if I do lose.
Either way, it's good, but if you lose, you're just going to be...
As long as the back is okay. Like, that's something I cannot control.
Because anytime we talk golf, Shime is instantly going to be like, well, I listen to Greg. I'm the golf guy. Right. I beat him head up.
Yeah, you really need to win this thing.
It's going
to
be a problem.
But we need you both to give your best effort.
Oh, they will.
Well, because Greg's setting it up to be like, I didn't give it my all. You need to give your best effort.
Oh, I will give it. I give everything my all. Okay. I will give it my all. So, all right. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Celtics were eliminated on Friday as the Knicks took care of them easily in Game 6, 119-81, the final. After the loss, it did come out that Jaylen Brown was playing with a partial meniscus tear. We had a Game 7 yesterday. The Thunder move on to the Western Conference Finals with a 125-93 win over the Nuggets. So the stage is set for the next round. The Thunder will take on the Timberwolves in the West, while the Knicks take on the Pacers in the East. The Red Sox fell to the Braves 10-4 at Fenway yesterday, but not without a Rafi Devers Grand Slam. This coming off his first walk-off homer on Saturday. A good weekend for Devers despite Sunday's loss. The guys have a home series with the Mets starting tonight. 6:45 first pitch. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NHL, it's Panthers Hurricanes in the East and Oilers Stars in the West. And Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship at 11 under. It was Scottie's first PGA Championship and third major win. And contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I got trending right for the first time. It took till 9 a.m., but we got there.
Good job.
That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
That tells everybody out there, don't give up on your dreams.
Correct.
56 degrees in Boston, afternoon high 61.
The best Hill Notes, left this morning and left over the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up next, Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour. And by the way, once this week, roadshow-wise, is over, after we finish in Bourne on Thursday and Friday, we are headed the following week to Newport, Rhode Island. And you will get a special roadshow edition of Jones and Keefe after our show in Newport, Rhode Island. So all day on the Friday that we are in Newport. Is that Friday the 30th of May?
Is that is correct. That is
the very end of May. So you have that to look forward to. We should get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Curtis, this one's for you. How are the Boston Celtics and Bill Belichick alike? Both took way too many shots on Friday night.
I'm not sure.
I don't get it.
I'm not sure I get that.
Belichick and...
Belichick taking shots on Friday night.
You have a lot of shots?
A big drinker.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Did he take any shots at someone else, like a sly comments?
I don't know. I'm not sure I get that.
All right. 0-1.
Well, the way Greg's talking this morning, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes down with the big case of the bubble guts tomorrow.
Nope. I will accept the results, whatever they are, and no excuses. No excuses at all.
You guys have been promoting the match for weeks and weeks and weeks. Now that it's go time, Shime is a no-show. I'm not even the Shime stinks guy, but... Shine, you stink. You guys really full-out life-jacked this event. Well done.
Yeah, interesting timing on the flex days, but I guess...
Does affect what the kind of like...
The back and forth?
Yeah.
The build-up?
Yeah, well, you know, when you see those boxing shows and they have the pre-fight promos and, you know, 24/7 follow the fighters. It's like, yeah, one fighter we can't follow.
Yeah.
So we don't really get to, like, Shime's a good day for him trash talking today.
The whole point of this would be to build up the interest tomorrow with Shime here instead of us trying to be Shime on his behalf.
But I feel like Ken really has no say in it because he sends out a text message and he's like, it's suspect, the timing. I don't think he can say no. I think, like, the flex time thing, people just say, I want a day off and... They get the time off.
Well, Shime, I mean, it was a concert. He didn't just pick it randomly. We got to, you know.
Do they have concerts on Mondays?
I guess he made it a long weekend. I'm sure there was a show yesterday, maybe. I don't know.
Greg, on behalf of all the listeners, please, for the love of God, beat Shime like a redheaded stepchild tomorrow. Because he stinks.
We'll see what happens.
Have a good day.
We will see what happens tomorrow. Anything can happen.
Two quick points this morning, if it's okay. Greg, number one, go back to the old clubs tomorrow. It's going to be a little windy tomorrow, so Shime may have an advantage with all his balls going left and right. Get the old clubs back in play. And Curtis, do you ever listen to yourself talk? Probably not, because you talk excessively. In one breath this morning, you're blaming Missoula for the players shooting threes all the time. And in the next breath, you're saying that Tatum controls his destiny as a coach. You just don't get it. You're ignorant. Numb nuts!
The commitment's nice. I don't agree with things that he says about our friend Curtis, but the commitment to the bit is it's pretty good.
Well, great job, awesome, great call.
With it being windy tomorrow, you know, having on the course balls go left and right.
I don't think it's going to be very windy. Curtis said it wasn't really going to be.
Oh, not going to be that windy tomorrow.
My favorite part of that note was when he repeated the line about using the old clubs. I thought it really hit it home.
Shime, what you think about that for tomorrow?
I'm not Shime.
Oh my God.
Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was dumb.
I'm a good brother.
Sorry, I'm editing here on the fly.
You're what?
Editing? I'm editing on the fly, just making sure everything sounds up to snuff.
Because
they're very low, the volume of the Hill Notes, so I'm trying to turn them up because my button here is all the way up.
Because, see, Jackson normally does Hill Notes. And then he gives them to Shime, but without Shime not being there, he has to do both roles.
Well, no, I...
No, Tom...
Real life Tom should be able to...
Oh, okay.
Should be able to assemble the helmets. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know real life Tom was doing that.
But apparently they're not... The volume isn't good enough.
Some of the volumes are a little bit low, but it's, you know...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Spaz has BDE. Spaz has BDE. Did you hear that? Spaz... has BDE. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not used to this. Oh my God. Spaz, you savage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a BDE for Spaz. Yeah.
Yep.
Is it me? Or doesn't Jackson sound like a character right out of Dick Tracy?
What is Dick Tracy?
What's
it? famous comic strip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jack.
Like a detective.
You probably don't know what comic strips are. Probably
like a comic book.
Yeah, but they were comic
in the newspaper.
There was a movie with Warren Beatty.
Yep.
And I think Madonna was in it. Was she not?
Yes, she was.
In the Dick Tracy movie. Yeah.
I kind of agree. I do sound like a character from that movie.
But before your time, Courtney. Well before your time.
Jackson. I can stop you from getting your car towed again. Stop vaping.
Stop vaping. It's not good for you. Popcorn lung. Mm. Gotta stop it, Jack.
Yeah, well, popcorn lung's only with the flavor in vapes, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard and read and stuff, but who knows? I mean,
I would double-check that.
Do you vape in public?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody does that.
In restaurants?
No, I wouldn't do it in a restaurant, no.
Do you ever lean over the bar and sneak a vape in a restaurant?
Yeah, I probably have, but I wouldn't do it consistently. I like to respect restaurants most of the time.
People know you're vaping because there's the giant cloud of smoke vape afterwards.
Right. So I don't know why. It's normalized now. Like so, and it doesn't. You know, for the most part, vapes don't smell like cigarettes.
No,
you know, unless it's a weed pen vape. But if it's not a weed pen vape, then
they are addicting though to people. Like people rely on them.
It's way too addictive. And, I don't like being in the grasp of the addiction with it, but it is what it is.
Jerome, stop defending Bazooka Joe. He is far from the best coach in the league.
I said he got out-coached in the playoffs. I admit when I was wrong, but I put the majority of blame on the players. When you look at where this team went wrong this postseason, those guys had a 20-point lead, didn't show up in the third and fourth quarters. Then when you needed them the most in game six, they were no-shows. And the guys that you expected to be able – because game five, everybody's telling me, oh, they're a much better team without Tatum. Everybody's allowed to play. Everybody's allowed to do this. Everybody's allowed to blah, blah, blah. And then you go out there and Tatum, Jaylen Brown was a turnover machine because that's not what he does. He doesn't create. And Derek White couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. And your team is now, when Tatum's not there, now you got to – Tatum does the bulk of the heavy lifting.
But Curtis asked you this earlier. When I said this team appears, if their threes are not going in, they look lost. They don't know what to do. Is that not when the greatest coach in the NBA, as you referred to him, steps in and takes a timeout and says, guys, the threes aren't falling. Let's see what we can do in the paint.
No, well, that's when Jaylen Brown has to put it on his shoulder because he doesn't shoot as many threes as everybody else, and he has to be the guy that gets you those points.
So I just view it this way. When the Celtics are hitting their threes, James could be the coach and they would win. There's nothing stopping the Celtics team when they shoot the way they can. The other night when they were, I think, 3-for-17 to start the game in game six, that's when you need an idea or two where you have a shot to win this. And I believe today, if you flip the coaches, the Celtics win the series. No doubt in my mind.
No way. No way. Absolutely. Because they're not. What is.
He'd have a final play. Tatum wins that game. Boom. Even the series.
The final play.
Wouldn't blow two 20-point leads with
the final play. I probably agree with you. Maybe he does draw up a better play. I'm talking about when you look at what they do, because whether Thibodeau's the coach, there's still a team that's going to hawk up a bunch of threes.
Right. And then when they don't go in the basket, he wouldn't say, well, it's what we do. You're an a-hole.
Right. But what's he going to do? He's not going to tell Derek White to all of a sudden go down on the low post, do something he never does.
Didn't say he would tell Derek White to go on the low post. So
it was making mistakes over and over again in the same quarter, though. It was like they would be up by over 20 going into coming out of halftime, and then they'd absolutely get destroyed throughout the third.
Because they call the feel for the game.
They get comfortable when they make threes, and when they're missing threes, they continue to shoot them.
I'm not a head coach. I never have been, never will be. But if you're Joe Mazzulla and you see a pattern forming, you got to figure out a way to make sure that you don't do that again. Like that was my issue with Joe Mazzulla. It was the same exact script over and over and over.
Like in the playoffs, they almost every game. They start slow, then they're not hitting their threes. They were down by 20 in that game Friday night with 5 minutes left or whatever, 5 or 6 minutes left in the second half. Like, how are you not up for that basketball game?
And that's the thing. They come out and they do what they did in game five. Guess what? Game five, your threes are falling. Game six, you can't throw the ball in the ocean, but you have the only player that can maybe take some of the pressure off you is Jaylen Brown, but he didn't show up. Who else is scoring from inside the three-point line, not named Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
Well, your bigs should be able to. I get you have the issue with Porzingis.
You have the issue. Al Horford doesn't score inside the paint.
Feed the ball inside and let Al Horford.
He stinks.
Okay, Luke Kornet, let them get fouled. Like, do something.
Kornet is it. He had his best.
They're just launching threes.
But they have no. Horford inside the paint stinks. We saw him in the game that they lost when Tatum got hurt. He had like a couple wide open inside the foul line, little mid-range floaters. And he's missing those. He's a spot-up three-point shooter.
There are times when the lane is wide open.
Right.
And Derek White or Drew Holiday, you name the player, will stop and huck up a three.
Yeah.
It's
I guess my question, Wiggy, what makes him the best coach in basketball?
defies logic.
I told you what I thought that he did a tremendous job of being able to get this team to buy into the mindset of what they needed to do. I think he does a good job. He got out coached, but I think he does a good job when it comes to coaching. He got better with his timeouts. There were things that I think he did a little bit differently throughout the season.
I think the main good thing that he did was the Jays. Figuring out that how to get them to more Jalen than Jason, for Jalen to buy into that number two role.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that he did.
Yeah, and then you need those guys. That's why I said they had a great game five without Tatum. But when you don't have Tatum, 90% of the time he's doing the heavy lifting. And so now who's that guy?
All right, we got one more left.
Greg, you better beat the brakes off that fool tomorrow. On another note, what a relief it is waking up and not having him in there. I've heard good music all morning. Social Distortion, Cheap Trick. Just reason number 972 as to why Jackson rules and Shime still stinks.
All right.
There you go.
Well, there you go. He will be back at Granite Links tomorrow at noon,
mm-hmm.
Shime, and then back on the show on Wednesday. And I think he's joining us for the road show this weekend.
Oh, he's not on tomorrow morning.
No.
No.
Why would that be the case?
Yeah.
Oh. He's
let's do remote Shime. Let's just use drops of him like we did
yes.
before.
Yeah, you've done it for others.
Yes, we will do it. All right. Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's electric!
Well, time flies when you're having fun. We got to get out of here. Jones and Keefe coming up next, and a lot to talk about with those guys. What is the future of the Boston Celtics? What is the future of the Boston Red Sox as they sit a little under 500? Not where you, I'm guessing not where you thought they would be right now, Chris Curtis.
No, not at all. Can we get one quick mention of the dumbest decision of the weekend, by the way?
I think I know what you're going to suggest it was.
Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry. What are you doing? You don't know what Brock Purdy is absent historically great weaponry and one of the great offensive minds in football. And you give it, like, the whole purpose of Purdy is that you don't have to pay him. Like, I find that to be, and the fact that there's no national conversation about it being stupid, like, I just don't get it.
Total deal, $265 million, but $180 million of it is guaranteed. Is
yep,
that correct?
$181 million. Like, yeah.
Wiggs, what do you think?
I mean, obviously, that's the market of the quarterback.
Would you have done it?
I would.
What a come up.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have done it, but what direction are you going in? Like, that becomes.
Well, Mac Jones is their backup.
Right.
I say. I mean, I guess it helps when it comes to understanding what Aaron Rodgers is holding out for, right?
Yeah, he's probably holding out for something, a pretty good penny. I mean, I probably would have given Brock Purdy $150 million in guaranteed money. You know, I might not have given him $180 million, but
and to John in the car who takes everything I say to Twitch, absolute moron. I'm asking why the 49ers offered him the contract.
Yeah, you're not asking.
I would have signed it in 2 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I signed a similar deal a couple months ago with the EA.
Yeah, but I knew he was going to get paid, but I didn't know it was going to be that much money. I thought he'd be somewhere, you know, around the 140-ish, 150-ish type of you know, Tua got 167, so I would have put him somewhere around there, but to be at 181.
For you, Curtis, WTF on the Subaru of New England text line, Purdy put up numbers last year without most of his guys.
Yeah, he's really great. I mean, I can think of 15 people I'd rather have at quarterback than Brock Purdy. $180 million guaranteed for a guy that who knows what he is absent that type of those talented guys around.
Well, you probably find out, you know, a good portion of this year. I don't know. I don't know what McCaffrey's status is.
He's going to be a dad.
other than that, but
well,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, he was most of that season he was gone. What, he played two games last season?
Is that all he played was two games last year?
And then, I mean, that injury, did he go? He went to Germany to, like, get surgery to try to get some treatment.
Right. So. He went to Peyton Manning's doctor.
So I guess maybe I guess maybe that was the reason why Purdy's numbers last year, because you didn't really have Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel was dealing with stuff, and it was really just, you know, it was, what's the Pascal kid, the kid who got shot? Ricky Pascal, I think he had a decent season. So
I mean, Curtis, you're asking a guy who wanted to pay Cam Newton $50 million a year.
$30 million a year. $30 million.
It was $300 million.
Right.
You wanted to do a 10-year deal with Cam Newton.
I was giving him, like, I think it might have been like a 3-year contract at $30 million a year.
Right. And then it was a $5 million in incentives if he could diagnose the Nike linebacker.
You were like, Cam Newton, forged in Foxborough.
No, by the way, we're on it. I just picture.
Huh?
We look great. The whole crew.
It looks good, right?
Yeah. I look befuddled. Courtney looks happy. Just
where is it?
I just put it on my Instagram.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, we got to go. Jones and Keefe are next. We will be back tomorrow morning. Jackson, turn that baby up. Let the people hear it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of the volume. Throw it up to 11 like they do in Spinal Tap. We're back tomorrow at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.